you'll get advice and answers from the guy who leads the organic charge. Author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan. Welcome, everybody. I've got an interesting tasting tea this morning. It's a lot of my usual things, Turk's cap and hibiscus flowers and rose petals and things like that, but there was a little coffee left in my cup, so it's a combination of the two, kind of interesting flavor. It'll get to pure tea here in a little bit, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that. Welcome, everybody, to this Sunday, and right in the middle of Labor Day weekend. Hope you're having a good weekend, but can spend a little bit of time with us today. We're going to be talking about gardening and landscaping and pest control and wonderful pets and things. We'll start off with a little conversation about that. We'll do a little in Howard's garden, what's going on at my place. And we've had a lot going on at our place, planting some new things, changing some things around, trying some new experiments and so forth. So we'll get into that. People are already calling in, and that's great. I'm not going to pontificate a long time here at the beginning, but got a couple of things I need to cover. The telephone number to be with us, if you don't already know it, is 1-866-444-3478. 866-444-DIRT, D-I-R-T, which is 3478. This hour is brought to you by, as always, Victor Pet Foods. VictorDogFood.com is where you go to find out more about this wonderful line of products for dogs and cats. Bella May was adopted last week from the Dallas SPCA, and so we appreciate that. But Colonel and Como are still waiting for their permanent home. So check them out on our website. Photographs, just go to the button, SPCA button there on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. And you can also see this week's pooch, Lazarus, I don't know how to pronounce it for sure, Lazarus. He's an interesting guy. He's had a hard start. He was rescued from inhumane conditions with 67 other dogs back July 23rd. You may have heard about this in the news, I guess. 67 pounds, and he's getting on up there. He's 10 years old. When we adopted Carmen, she was 7 or 8, so she's well over 10 now, and she's just been great, continues to be a great pet. So I'd recommend you look at Lazarus and give him a home. If you're looking for a pet, looks like he's very, very friendly, likes to cuddle, likes scratches. He's, even though he's 10 years old, he likes to play and have walks and things like that. So check him out on our website, DirtDoctor.com, and let's help out all three of those dogs that still need some help. And wherever you are in the country, the rescue organizations are the best place for you to get a pet. So check out the ones that are closest to you. Something interesting on Facebook I wanted to tell you about, and I haven't even looked at it this morning, to tell you the truth. I'll mention it, and then I'll take a look at it here in a minute. We were having a lot of response to it. I was looking through the news, as I always am online, and I ran across a really interesting ad. It kind of jumps out at you because it's got this really, really big guy with no shirt on the ad, and it's an ad that is an anti-Chipotle ad, the restaurant chain. And it's anti because it's bad-mouthing them about the fact it says that they're hypocrites, that their food is not as good as they claim it is. And the most important thing is that it will make you gain weight. That's kind of their main thrust. In looking into it a little bit, and it kind of jumped out at me when I first saw it that this may be the case, the other fast food restaurants, at least some of them, apparently are behind this, but that's not all. The other force behind this ad campaign appears to be those who are pro-GMOs, genetically modified organisms. And Chipotle makes a big deal out of the fact that at least a large percentage of their food is non-GMOs. Anyway, take a look at it. I'll see what has happened since I last looked at it, which was yesterday, and see if the comments coming in are like they were yesterday, pretty much 100% positive about the restaurant. And kind of saying that they agreed that looks like the people that are under pressure to clean up their act and make their food and their restaurants healthier. And the GMO people are the ones that are behind this attack. So check it out. It's on our Facebook. Go to Facebook.com and / The Dirt Doctor is where you can find our stuff there. And we do a lot of other things. Check out what else we have on there for you. And let's see, what else before we go to the phones? I've got a bunch of stuff in Inhoward's Garden. Let me save that. We'll talk about that in a little bit. I guess one main thing I wanted to mention for sure first, a couple of questions about laying sod and planting grass at this time of the year. Laying sod, no matter what kind of sod you're talking about, no matter where you are, it's a great time to do it. I think late summer and easing into weather cooling off is a great time to plant a solid sod. There's apparently people out there say that we're getting too late to do that, which is nonsense. You can plant, especially in the South, you can plant solid sod year-round. And landscape contractors and golf course people and folks that do it on a large scale, of course, do that. So certainly homeowners can do the same thing. As far as planting seed in the South, warm season seed, yeah, you are getting a little late for that. So we'll talk about that in a little bit more detail. We're getting real close to the time to plant the cool season kinds of things. So we'll talk about that as well. If you're listening to the folks that promote chemicals, the synthetic fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides and everything, you're probably hearing a lot about putting out pre-emergent herbicides to control the winter weeds. The only pre-emergent that we recommend is the corn gluten meal. And it's a little bit of a sketchy kind of thing to some degree in the fall, and that's because the weather tends to roller coaster enough to where the weeds that germinate in the fall germinate over a long period of time. So it's a little bit tricky about exactly when to put the corn gluten meal out. It's got to go out before germination, just like the chemical pre-emergence, to stop the little seedlings as they start to try to grow. If they've already germinated, which in some cases they probably have, dandelions a lot of times will start germinating earlier than Poa annua and bluegrasses and some of the other cool season things. So if you're going to do it, if you're going to put out a pre-emergent, corn gluten meal, 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet right away, it'll be a good fertilizer, very powerful organic fertilizer for you, even if you don't catch the pre-emergent part of it. As far as the chemical pre-emergents, we think they're very damaging to the soil and they're toxic, and we don't recommend them in any way. And if you want to talk about that in more detail, we can. So give me a call on that. And I'll get back to more of my in Howard's Garden when we get some of the callers taken care of here. Let's see who is first up this morning. Amos in, well, I'm going to have to do it this way. Amos in Illinois. Where exactly in Illinois are you, Amos? Let's see. Amos, you there?
Yeah.
Hi, there you are. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Aurora, Illinois.
Aurora.
Aurora,
Illinois, WCPT. Yes. What can I do for you?
Well, I mixed up a batch of agaric juice.
Okay.
And I want to know, to concentrate, how long can I store it? How long does that store? And what's the best way to store it, in the refrigerator or at room temperature?
Well, you can store it for a long time. The agaric juice formula doesn't ever go bad except for one thing, Amos, and that is that it'll grow a scientific experiment on the surface of it. It'll get all clumpy. The biological activity will manifest into kind of a clumpy material on the surface.
And okay.
The worst thing that you have to do is just skim that off, strain that away, and the rest of it is still fine to use through a sprayer even. But even with the clumpy stuff, if you break it up and just shake it up real well, you can pour it out and use it as a soil drench fertilizer with the clumpy stuff left in it. It will go longer without developing the clumpy stuff if you keep it refrigerated, but just a kind of a cool, dry place is the best place to keep it. Let me put you on hold if you had something else to chat about, and then we'll talk to some other folks. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this. Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So, keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative to overall health and well-being. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking probiotics, the friendly bacteria that fight off the bad bugs that can cause digestive problems and break down your immune system. Dr. O'Hara's exclusive probiotic formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula that provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 20 years of scientific research and centuries-old wisdom, daily use of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics will revolutionize your family health care strategy. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here for Victor Pet Foods. In addition to the grain-free choices, all the great Victor products are wheat, corn, soy, and gluten-free and are naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. Victor's loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, love Victor. Your dogs and cats will too. Ask for Victor at your favorite pet or feed store or go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best-looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Talk to Amos more about some of the Garrett juice questions that he had off the air, and I was going to just go through some of that in detail for everybody, but the next call is about Garrett juice, so let's start there and then go from there. Clayton in Farmersville is up. Hello, Clayton.
Hi, Howard.
What's going on? Hadn't heard from you in a while.
No, it's been a while. Had a busy summer, but I worked at Rehoboth Ranch a few times during the week, like once a week.
Oh, good.
That was good. I was wondering if a dial and spray sprayer is a good way to spray the Garrett juice mixture.
Okay, that's a good question. Something I maybe would have forgotten to get into. The dial spray, hose-in sprayers, and hose-in sprayers in general are not very good for spraying anything where the formula is important, like the Garrett juice mixture. Because what you're doing there, Clayton, is you're depending on a cheap piece of plastic or in the dial sprayers. There's sometimes some metal involved in them and that sort of thing. But one is they tend to have very small orifices, and the Garrett juice, you know, is thicker than a chemical solution, plus the fact you can be spraying along, and if it jams up, which happens all the time, and I've tried every hose-in sprayer that exists, you're spraying nothing but water, and you've ruined your spray program. You know, you don't have any control. So I think it's extremely important that when you put out whatever the liquid is that you're spraying, fish and seaweed or just fish or compost tea or the entire Garrett juice or whatever the mixture is, I think it's important for the sprayer to be one that whatever that liquid is that's coming out the nozzle is your mixture. In other words, it's not mixing it for you. It's just spraying out what's in the tank of the sprayer. That would be a pump-up sprayer, a backpack sprayer, any kind of a power sprayer or anything like that. Siphon X or a type of sprayers that pull up out of a bucket, you know, siphon the water, tend to work pretty well in certain situations. Greenhouses use them quite a bit, but you don't want the regular cheap hose-in sprayers to do the Garrett juice mixture.
Okay. Sounds good. I was also wondering, could you remind me what you said to put in a blueberry raised bed again, besides, like, I remember compost, green sand, and was there something else?
Well, you for blueberry bed preparation, you'd use the same basic ingredients that we use for any kind of planting: compost, rock minerals, and sugars. When the sugars would be cornmeal and dry molasses, the rock minerals would be lava sand, Texas, or any kind of green sand, zeolite, azomite. You know, all of those things are at least one or two of them. I think the ideal situation when you're trying to grow a plant that's a little persnickety like blueberries, you use as many as you can. The other ingredient that I think is maybe more important in this case than for growing anything I've ever messed with is coffee grounds. We've gotten reports from listeners who've had great success growing blueberries, and they've used a whole lot of coffee grounds in their bed preparation. So I'd add that to the list. Anything else?
I guess I was wondering, like, you know, normally Texas is really dry and the lakes are low and the ground is cracking. People always want rain, but, you know, generally this was a prairie. So what were your views on actual needed rainfall?
Well, we were in a real drought before we had the heavy rains in the spring. We, you know, lakes were low, the moisture level in the soil was extremely bad. We had native trees dying all over the place, which you probably heard people call me about on the show on a regular basis. So that heavy rain really helped to recharge the aquifers and get the moisture down deeply in the soil. The negative part of it was that after the rain stopped, all the heavy rain stopped, we had dramatically hot weather all of a sudden. So the heavy rain actually did a little damage to some of the small plant root systems and, you know, mycorrhizal fungus and all that, because there was almost an anaerobic situation for some period of time, and then the heat came in. So people have had to juggle a little bit about getting the moisture level back just right. But did we have a drought? We had a tremendous drought. Now we're back to needing...
What I'm saying is that actually a drought? Because normally you have the tall prairie grasses, which have, you know, have built feet of topsoil, and then we plowed stuff up and then just put these little lawns here that don't really protect the soil nearly as well, as efficiently as the prairie grasses.
Well, I agree with that, but yeah, we had a severe drought. When you have native trees dying, you know, you have a drought, and when the lakes are as low as they were, we absolutely had a serious drought, and we could get back to it again. So people, that's one of the great advantages, as you know, of the organic program, is that we build this storage capacity in the soil that holds moisture at the right level for a much longer period of time, because we're building the biological activity in the soil. And projects, whether they're ranches, farms, or home gardens, will survive the stress of whatever causes the stress. And one of those things is drought. Hope that helps.
Sounds good.
Talk to you soon.
Good.
I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and telephone number is 866-444-3478. We'll talk about more right after this.
Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478, or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and we've got jammed up lines. So, we've got new software here. So I'm trying to get used to it. So, sounds like we're a little discombobulated here. We're about to get it under control. I wanted to cover one thing before we go back to the phones on the Garrett juice that Amos had asked me, and we talked about off the air. He was asking, should he use it every time he waters at the rate that's recommended, 2 ounces of the Garrett juice concentrate per gallon of water. The answer to that is you can do that. It won't hurt anything at all. And some people that are commercial growers that are using an organic program will use Garrett juice every time they irrigate. They'll put it into the irrigation system and fertigate with it. Generally, they cut the rate to about half the rate that we normally would go out and foliar feed and drench. You could do it at the full rate every time you water, and I don't think it would hurt anything at all, but it's probably a waste of money and a waste of time to do that. So if you're going to use it every time you water, I'd cut it down to maybe a third to a half of the rate that you normally use, or just use it every 2 to 3 weeks instead. You can do it either way. It's just a matter of, you know, you don't need to – I don't think you get much benefit from it, using it every time you water, over just doing it every 2 or 3 weeks. Those of you that are wondering what the heck we're talking about Garrett juice, it's a mixture of organic liquids that the formula came about over a period of time of experimentation and back and forth with listeners and people doing various experiments on their own and friends of mine and all that. It's called Garrett Juice. The formula is on the website under guides on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. It's in all my books. It has varied to a degree over a period of time. And there are 3 commercial products if you don't want to make your own stuff. One of them is the base product, just Garrett Juice. Garrett Juice Pro contains some fish, liquid fish, has a little bit more fertilizer horsepower. And then the latest one is called Garrett Juice Pro. I'm sorry, Garrett Juice. The one with fish is Garrett Juice Plus. I'm confusing myself. And the one that contains beneficial microbes in it is called Garrett Juice Pro. And if you got any more questions about it, give me a buzz. Pat's turn, calling from Gaffsville, Arkansas. Is that right, Pat?
That is correct.
What's going on?
Well, my question is, I was eating a ruby red grapefruit, and one of the seeds in it was already starting to grow, so I planted it.
Mm-hmm.
And it grew, and I have a tree that is probably 2 feet tall, and it's got flowers on it.
Good.
Is that going to produce fruit?
Yep.
It will?
It sure will. Now, what the fruit is, how good it is, and how close it is to the original fruit that you bought is who knows, because you don't know how it was pollinated. So right. All you can do is just wait and see and try it out. It could be anything, Pat, from a little small shriveled up grapefruit that doesn't have any flavor at all to something even better than you originally took the seed from.
Really?
Yeah, okay. And all you can do is just wait and see what happens.
Okay, and my next question is, how do I dwarf it? Because here in Arkansas, they can't stay out during the winter, so it's got to come in the house.
Well, if you keep it in a container, it's going to self-dwarf itself to a degree. It's kind of a version of bonsaiing. You know, from time to time, the root system, after it grows out and hits the wall of the container and circles in there, at once a year you take it out and you do a little pruning to that root system, because you don't want the circling and girdling to go on forever anyway. And then that reduction of the root system will kind of help dwarf the top of the plant. That's really about all you can do. And then just careful pruning of the top.
Okay. Excellent.
So it'll be fun to experiment with. Take some pictures and keep us posted on how it works.
I will. I'm really excited about it. I couldn't believe it. And it's got flowers already. And it's only about 4 months old.
That's great.
Yeah, excellent. Okay, well, I'm doing something right, huh?
All right, have fun with it.
Okay, thank you, Howard. You have a great day.
You too, Pat. And next is Richard in San Antonio, listening on K. How are you listening on K-Sky in San Antonio, Richard?
I have a CC Wi-Fi radio.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Internet.
That's cool. What can I do for you?
I got a question for you. The neighborhood we're in has above-ground utility boxes.
Okay.
Approximately 4x3 olive drab.
Yep.
Looking contraptions, and people with flat landscapes where it's level with the ground, they've hid it behind bushes and shrubs. Mine's raised on about a 2.5-foot mound,
mm-hmm.
So I'm considering, could I possibly get an ivy to grow around it?
Yeah, you could, but is the utility company going to allow you to do that?
That I don't know.
Yeah, they may have a heart attack about that. I've talked to them in the past about painting them black rather than green. I think green sticks out worse than most any other color. A lot of people think if you paint something green in the landscape, it disappears, but it really doesn't. Black does, or dark brown. So that's another angle if they won't let you put the vines on there. But the vines that could grow up on it and cover it could be any number of things. You know, we've got the fall clematis blooming with white flowers right now. The people seeing white flowers on vines right now, that's probably what you're seeing. Also, lace vine might still be blooming.
About 10 a.m., it's full sun.
Well, either one of those could grow in full sun, no problem. The other one that's a native to this part of the country is called cross vine, and it has yellow, red, or combination of color flowers in the summer. And, there's a lot of other things, too, but those are probably the best ones to choose from, those three.
Oh, and just thought of this. Have you heard of a product called Revive?
Yeah, yeah. It's
liquid and granular. What do you think about that?
Well, it's a stimulant and helps soil and root development and things like that. Seems to work pretty well. I haven't personally used it very much myself. We've taken a look at it, and it looks fine. Fits into the organic program really without any trouble.
Okay, thank you much.
Appreciate your call and an open line at 866-444-3478. Tom in Dallas next up. Hey, Tom.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well.
Good. Our neighborhood is being inundated by one armadillo. How do you discourage him from out herding?
One armadillo is just taking over the place, huh?
Yeah, he's digging holes in everyone's yards.
Well, let me give you a couple of our original recommendations, and then we got another tip a couple of weeks ago from one of the listeners that might be worth trying. First of all, if you put out the hot red pepper real heavily in an area where they've been digging the night before, they tend to come back basically to the same place the next day, the next night. And if you dust real heavily with red pepper like you'd get to put on a pizza, hotter the better, and they get a snout full of it, I've had people report that they will sometimes do a double back flip and take off and never be seen again. I've had other people tell me that it didn't work on them at all. So I think it probably has to do with how heavily you put it out and how much of a snoutful they snuff up, and get, some burn. The second thing is traps. We've got photographs on our website on dirtdoctor.com of how you have to do it, and also in my book, the best one for it probably is the Texas Bug Book. You use big, strong traps because those guys are really strong. They're tough animals. And you have to set up boards forming a funnel going into the trap or set the trap up against a fence where they're walking. If they're coming in and walking against a fence to get where they're going, you can set the trap up without the boards. They'll walk right into the trap. They're not very smart, and they tend to do the same thing all the time. We used to have a gate that had a hole under it where they could come under the gate, and we'd simply set the trap up right there, and we'd catch one every night.
That's how he's getting into the neighborhood, is under the gate in our neighbor's yard.
Right. Well, you can set up the trap right there where you see it, and he'll walk right in it the first night. It's amazing. And then what you do with it, you'll have to decide yourself. I used to tell people to take the animals out to a park or something like that, and I had some fellow from the zoo call me and told me to stop saying that when you relocate a wild animal like that, they're so frustrated and everything, they're going to die anyway. So you might as well just go ahead and terminate the problem. The thing that we got a tip from a listener is this. She said that she uses banana peels and puts the banana peels either sliced or the whole banana peel out. And she said it absolutely has eliminated armadillo problems and also mice and rats. And she said you have to use conventionally grown bananas. She thinks it's the gassing and the chemicals that are in the conventionally grown bananas that is doing that's the active ingredient of that idea. She said organic ones will not work. Judy bought us some conventional bananas a few days ago, and I haven't put ours out to test it at home. But being an inexpensive thing to try, she seemed to think that if you touch the bananas with your own hands, it would repel the animals and it wouldn't work. And so she would hold it by the end. And we talked about maybe using gloves or whatever, but the problem with that idea is in the grocery store, it was being handled by somebody probably with their hands. They may have had gloves on, but chances are some human had touched them at some point there. So I don't know how big a deal that is. But anyway, inexpensive thing to try. Give it a whirl. The traps work for sure. Pepper might work.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Appreciate the call. 866-444-3478. Let's see who's next. Patty, hang on 1 second. Let me catch up on a couple of things. And didn't get to work in yet. We've planted a lot of new plants at the place. I got all fired up about it when we visited Logan and Bo in Prescott, Arizona, because we found a wonderful little native nursery there in the town of Prescott, and they had a lot of flowering plants that were being maintained organically, and we planted several in pots and in beds at their place. The hummingbirds just swooped in. It was really fun to watch. And I got to thinking that some of those plants I didn't have at home in Dallas, and it just really got me fired up to add more color. We already had a lot. We already had Turk's cap and various kinds of things and hummingbirds coming in, but we've added to that now. Right after this break, I'll tell you exactly what. You might want to try some of it because you can put just a few plants in some pots and really bring in butterflies and hummingbirds and other birds. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The website is dirtdoctor.com. I'll be back for more right after this. Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now manufacturing Garrett Juice Pro, the advanced mix of Garrett Juice formula. Garrett Juice Pro improves the health of soil and plants with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and hydrolyzed fish, also beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it at garden centers, farm and feed stores, and hardware stores. For Garrett Juice and other fine products, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step-by-step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best-looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that's a big deal because glutathione is our body's master antioxidant, repairing cell damage caused by environmental toxins and aging. RegActive probiotic strain ME3 is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in the body. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, known for introducing Dr. O'Hara's fantastic probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Dirt Doctor advice, look for RegActive at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Don't let biting, disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Protect your family, pets, and livestock with organic, easy-to-use mosquito dunks and mosquito bits. Summit Mosquito Dunks and Mosquito Bits kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite, and they're safe and effective to use in ponds, bird baths, rain gutters, and in any standing water. Mosquito Dunks and Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers everywhere. Visit SummerResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. 866-444-3478. The additional plants that we've planted to go along with our Turk's cap. The Turk's cap is prettier this year than I've ever seen it, and the hummingbirds love it. But what we've added now is, I think I probably told you last week, we've added some purple lantana, and they seem to like it a lot also. But now we've put in the butterfly weed, and it's in bloom, and the monarch butterflies showed up the first day after putting that in. I've planted some more hummingbird bush, Anisacanthus, and I recommend it. It's a tough plant and a perennial, and it'll hang around for you for a long time, and it works well in pots and also in the ground as well. We have some bougainvillea. We've had it, and it's been flowering, and I don't know if it's just the colorful nature of it. I don't know how much nectar they get from it, but I think it helps a lot of the birds come in. And we've been feeding the birds with a new bird feeder. I've got a couple different kinds. I got one that's very typical. Got a new bird feeder that I thought would be good to keep the squirrels away. I was wrong about that. It's metal. It has a metal top on it. It's red. It has a metal top on it and a metal bottom, and it has mesh in the middle. And you pour the bird seed in, and the birds get the they pull the seed out through this mesh, and it's a heavy, tough mesh. But the squirrels have figured out not only how to get on it and pull out through the mesh just like the birds do, but they have figured out how to unlatch the top where you put the bird seed in. There's two little latches on top, and the squirrels have figured out how to open those latches so they can reach right in to the supply. Tater kind of feigns chasing them. He never wants to catch them, and he runs them off a little bit. And so when they're out, the birds get to come in. I think the birds appreciate Carmen and Tater being out in the garden. The other one that I recommend that you put down on your list, we put some a plant called Exora out, but also, and it's pretty good at attracting all these animals as well. But there's a hyssop that's called Sunset Hyssop, and I was talking to Bob Webster about it on his show, and there's a little bit of a worry about how well it'll hold up in our heat. But at this time of the year, if you can get some, it is just a terrific magnet for hummingbirds and butterflies and various kinds of things. It's an agastache. It's a very beautiful color, and again called Sunset Hyssop. If you haven't tried it, I don't invest a whole lot of money in it, but it's a good one to get one or two to have around to help attract those wonderful animals to your garden. Back to the phones. Let's see who's next up. It would be Patty in Garland, Texas. Hi, Patty.
Good morning.
What's up?
Well, we have a new little travel trailer about 15 feet long.
Okay.
And we are having to put in a gravel pad for it to sit on. It's going to be about 150 square feet and 5 inches of gravel. And it is under the canopy of a pecan tree. And we're wondering if there's anything we can do to discourage grass from going up through the gravel that won't affect the pecan tree roots.
What I would probably do, Patty, is the same thing that I do for walkways and, well, driveways in some cases, too. When you build a soft paving system, is what you're talking about here. Bob Webster's nursery in San Antonio is called Shades of Green, and their entire new parking area is decomposed granite, but under it is what I would recommend that you do, and that's to put a layer of caliche. And you can get the caliche from any of the sand and gravel companies and put a layer of it down. It's pretty much, it pretty much sets up a barrier that very, very little will grow in. And then your gravel goes on top of that. What kind of gravel were you going to use? Ooh, did we lose her? Not sure what happened there. If she calls back, let me know and we'll move her up to the top of the list. But anyway, for her and for everybody, in case she's listening, the caliche layer, 2 or 3 inches underneath, it won't hurt the tree. If you don't dig out a whole lot first, you can dig out just a little bit, scrape off the top, and then replace the couple of inches that you take off the top with the caliche and then the gravel on top of that. And you wouldn't be covering the entire root system of the tree anyway if it's just under the canopy like that, and that'll keep the weeds down to a minimum. And then what you do is, if they pop up here and there, which they probably will, is spot spray with the vinegar herbicides or one of the fatty acid products like Burnout or a Scythe or something like that. You don't need to use the toxic Roundup or any of those kind of things at all. Let's go to Fort Worth now and see what's up with Jim. Out of time. When is the fall fertilization time? Is that your question, Jim?
Yeah.
Well, we're there. We're right there in the window. It goes from now through probably October. We've got a pretty big window for it. Put out organic fertilizer, especially if you haven't done it in quite a while. Right now at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. The soil will love it, the microbes in the soil will love it, and the roots will too.
I've been having particular problems with not getting the corn gluten meal down either heavy enough or early enough to prevent the winter wheat.
Yeah, that's a tricky one. That's what I talked about. I'll talk about it a little more when I come back. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, telephone number to be with me is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com.